Dr. Joseph Ryan discusses career journey, library service, and community engagement. Growing up, I was always a big fan of the library, Ryan said. I spent lots of time in libraries from the summer programs to reading to studying for all my education. Ryan said he joined the advisory board because libraries were his passion. He became board president during his second year and has continued serving in that role. He also brings his two children to many library events. During the interview, Ryan discussed a recent children's library event that attracted significant participation. According to Ryan, approximately 500 children picked up materials for the program, and nearly half returned completed projects. More impressive is that we got almost half back, right? Close to 250, Ryan said. And so, they took the time to think about it and then actually do it and turn it in, which, you know, is amazing. Ryan said discussions are already underway for the event's return next year. He expressed hope that participation will continue to grow and noted that artwork created through the program will be displayed in city facilities, including the library and other municipal buildings. As an orthodontist, Ryan said his career was inspired by Dr. John Gerling, who treated him during high school. Ryan shadowed Gerling and decided he wanted to follow the same profession. Dr. John Gerling was my orthodontist, Ryan said. And I shadowed him, and I said I wanted to be just like him when I grew up. And so, I grew up, worked with him, and when he retired, I bought his practice. Ryan said he created a detailed timeline for his educational and professional goals, including graduating high school, completing college, becoming a dentist, and later becoming an orthodontist. He said he achieved those goals as planned and eventually purchased Gerling's practice after his retirement. He also described the importance of mentorship in his career and said he now seeks to support the next generation of professionals. I had a former patient who I got braces off 5 years ago, and so she was shadowing me because she wants to be an orthodontist because I inspired her, Ryan said. Ryan referred to the experience as an example of paying it forward. In discussing his practice, Ryan said he has introduced new technologies, including 3D printers and 3D scanners. He noted that traditional dental impressions have been replaced with digital scanning technology to improve patient comfort and accuracy. It behooves us to stay on top of everything to give the best for the patients, Ryan said. Ryan also emphasized the importance of having a staff willing to adopt new methods and technologies to improve patient care. Before concluding the interview, Ryan encouraged community members to take advantage of the free services available through the McAllen Public Library. He said residents do not have to live in McAllen to obtain a library card and access resources that include books, movies, video games, tutoring services, and printing. You don't have to live in McAllen. You get a free library card, you get access to lots of great resources, Ryan said. Ryan also noted that Texas residents can obtain a free library card through the Houston Public Library system for access to digital books and audiobooks. Anyone who lives in Texas can actually get a free Houston library card, Ryan said. So, pair that with your McAllen library, you've got ebooks, you've got audiobooks, all kinds of things to keep you learning and moving forward.